Let's start here with it. See your number one. I'm sorry? A tour, yeah, you know, that we could die.
Yeah,
really. Now the diagram number one. Did everybody get a? Oh, you didn't get it. Diagram number one. If you take a look, if the make show me, we see from in pipe number Aleph, right? Pipe Aleph is the pipe that comes down from directly from the roof, right? Filled with mikshomim. And this mikveh with the letter bet, right? This is the one that's the kosher one. This is the board. That's the kosher one. Now, you see that the other mikveh is filled up. I mean, the usable mikveh is filled up with the pipe letter gimel, which is the regular pipe. Now, why it has to go through the letter Dalet, we'll see right away, we'll talk about it. But you see that the water that comes in through whole hay, that's regular water. That's water from the faucet. And the Zion, you see the letter Zion, the hole, that's the regular Hashoke. Okay? So this is the classic case of Hashoke. That's what the Chasam Sofer says, that you can, after it's filled up, you can clean either one because they are both kosher mikvahs. So if you want, you can leave one and clean up the other one. Then you fill up the other one and clean up this one. In other words, you can clean up the mikveh bay, and then you can fill up the mikveh bet with the water through the whole Zion. Okay, is this clear? This is the regular Hashoke.
On the same
level. What? This is on the same level. Now let's go to diagram number three. It's your three.
You can end up by switching, by cleaning one and the other, you can end up that neither of them really has make a shomim in them anymore.
Right. You know, you have no real make shomim, but you have a kosher mikveh anyway. Because the moment you have already the shfoiferes under the big hole here in Zion,
right,
and you made the hashoke, you already have a kosher mikveh in the other side. So now you can clean this one. Yeah.
When the Megashomim were together on the roof, there are any limitations?
Well, of course, a lot of limitations. You mean how it can be contained? In what? How do you transfer it?
There has to be a direct runoff into the pipe going down into the roof, or they actually have a basin up on top.
You mean, can there be a basin? It is allowed. Maybe that's also something that we should talk about, just to have a general idea. Even though that's already noigea to the building of the mikveh, which okay, but maybe we'll bring it up now.
Why did the pipe from Gimel to Dalet?
Yeah, we'll see right away. Okay, that's we'll talk about it. We'll go on to the diagram number three. I'm skipping two. We'll go straight to number three. In number three, as you see, the kosher mikveh of make shomim, right, is bet, right? Pipe Aleph filled up this mikveh with make shomim. So you have the kosher boiler already. Now, instead of the regular water coming into the mikveh vov, you see the mikveh vov? It comes in through pipe gimel, right? And it does the same hamshoche that we'll see right away, the hamshoche on Dalet. Just remember the name Hamshoche. It comes into the mikveh, which is already kosher, and through whole ches, it goes into this mikveh. So what did you gain? You gain that it's not Hashoke. We'll see right away whether you're really gaining anything. But what you are really doing, that is real, right? You are really being Zoreya the water. In other words, you are making that the water that comes in from the city, from the regular water, should become part of the mikveh bed, and then when it comes into the mikveh vov, it's already kosher water. You don't need any hashoke at all. Okay? Which means that, we'll see, if for instance, the level of the water in vov never reached the level of the hole, you understand what I mean? It's still kosher. It's still okay. Why? Because the water that came in is kosher. As opposed to diagram number one, if the water in Vov does not reach whole Zion, it's not kosher. You understand the difference? Mm-hmm. Now, is this 100% clear, that the difference between the two, what is real and what's called Hashoket? Now, in diagram number two, nothing was used. Neither Zriya nor Hashoke. Nothing. What is it? This is just one big hole. Except that you see, between the two Zions, you see the two Zions in the middle, the two Zions are just holes, right? But between the two, it shows a cover, a very strong cover. And what you do is the following. You fill up bit all the way with water, with kosher water, through pipe A. Pipe A is the one that signifies the make shomi. And then, now really, you have already a kosher mikveh. You don't need anything else. But there is a practical problem. The problem of cleaning it. So what do? You cover bit with a cover, right? So there is a cover between Vov and Bet. So really now it becomes two mikvois. Okay? Now you keep going. You know, the water just fills up till the top of Vov. So what do you have? Sure, it's Hashoke, but it's, well, you can say it's more than Hashoke. It's all one mikveh. Do you hear?
Take one mikveh, you
just
break it in half.
You just take one mikveh and break it in half. That's what you're doing. So, you don't have to take off the cover at all. Just the opposite. You leave the cover, and the cover is strong enough to hold you, because you have to go into the mikveh there and stand on that cover, right? The cover is really your floor. The toivel's floor is the cover. What are we gaining? We are gaining that through a certain system, you can keep the water above at a certain point, whenever you want to. You can keep the water in Vov while emptying Bet. Do you hear the practical application of it, right? There is a system that you can empty Bet, right, without touching Vov. Vov is still kosher because Vov was part of the same mikveh. All you did was put a cover between Bet and Vov. So all you have to do next is let the water of Vov fall down, go back down to Bet, and then you have again kosher mikveh. Then again you can clean Vov, put in new water, and that you have, another practical way. Because what are we dealing with? We are dealing with a problem of cleaning it. There'll be no problem of cleaning. You can go straight into the make shomi. The problem is having a clean mikveh. Here you have a way of getting a clean mikveh.
So what's the difference between this and tier one?
No difference.
On the side and
one. No difference. By the way, according to many opinions, we are all, even Zerio works through the principle of Ashoke. And there is such a, that it's all one. This is just different applications. We just call one Zerio, one Ashoke, and one, we don't call it anything. We call it like one mikveh, and that's all.
I can fill up mikveh now from Senior Gimel, right? Because Bet is even exactly, you can.
Right.
So it's no rain.
Sure, you're safe because Bet is a good kosher mikveh.
Like
right, right.
And you're depending on the connection to Zion, right?
Now you are depending in it, not really. You are depending on Zion in the beginning. You see, once there is a Hashoke, by the way, once you have a kosher Hashoke, and then the Hashoke disappears, right? Meaning, once you have filled up the whole thing, and you cover it completely, you don't even need the whole Zion. You would need the whole Zion if you would need the connection. In other words, if you would still have to add water to Vov, then you would need the whole Zion to be Mashekit. Right? That was to connect it. But once Vov is filled up, you don't really need whole Zion. Clear?
That whole mikveh, 0-1, the first mikveh from the top, that's also true, you just said. Same thing will apply. I can fill up...
theoretically...
I can fill up a mikveh hay, and once I make the hashaka from the whole Zion, I can close up whole Zion.
Exactly. 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 So, okay. So, now, we have to understand still the what's called the hamshoche, which means the reason why they make sure that if you see in tier 1, for instance, you see the distance between the bottom of Gimel, the bottom of the pipe of the city water, you see, to hey, the hole that leads into the mikveh, you see that there is a certain distance. The same thing in tier 2, the bottom of Gimel, which is the pipe that brings the water from the city, to the vogue, to hay, there is a distance, and the same thing you have in tier 3 between Gimel and the whole hay. Okay, so this is called hamshoche, and let's read it in the Shulchan Aruch. The dinim of hamshoche.
Is sino alaf, yeah, not a clay? Where is it?
What?
Sino aleph in the second one, not a clay.
Aleph? All right, this is not a clay. I mean, let me just tell you, Bekitzer, why is it not a clay? It's not a clay, number one, because the halacha is like this. Anything which becomes part of the binyan is a binyan. And a binyan is not mekabel tumen. Right? So, theoretically, you can use anything as long as it's mechubor to the binyan. The problem is, we mentioned last week, the problem in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says that when it has the shein kli before it was part of the binyan, so since there is no real shinui Hashem, once you make it part of the binyan, still you're going to call it a pipe. So that creates a problem. It's still called a pipe, even though it is part of the binyan. It's not bottled to the binyan because it's a shein. But when they made the pipe, they had in mind that it was going to be used only for the binyan, right? Then it never had the shein binyan betolush when it was separated, and it's okay. Or when it was not a pipe before it was part of the binyan. In other words, it's only pieces of metal. And as you build the building, you keep adding pieces of metal until it shapes into a pipe as part of the binyan. So here the rule. The rule is, anything which already had the shame kli betolush, that it already had the shame kli betolush, we do not use for tvilo de oraise. It says, if it's only a tvilo de rabbonon, you can be soimech on that. But on a tvilo de oraise, if you need tvilo de oraise, anything which is part of the binyan, but it already had the shame keli before it was part of the binyan, it's no good. Okay, so it's important, of course. This is why I'm telling you, you have to rely on the builder, on the rabbi who was machshir the mikveh before. You have to rely that he knew how to build a mikveh. So, but as I told you, it's a chazoke that any decent mikveh, that money was put into it, that says it's a big investment, anybody. And you know that there was a rabbi who was reliable in the city. There is a chazoke that the rabbi in this city who made a big investment wasn't an amoris. He knew how to do it, or he called someone to ask him how to do it. So even though you don't know exactly what kavones they had and how was it bought and how was it built, you can rely in their kavones. You have to rely on the kavones. Like Reb Moshe says, for instance, you know, there is a problem, we're going to see also, if we have time, about ice, what kind of ice to use, if you use ice, because there's another method. Make shomim is not the only method. You can use snow, you can use ice under certain circumstances. But it's only, we are machmir, that it has to be natural ice, right? You go to the river when it's frozen, you take chunks of ice, and you bring it into the mikveh. And it has to be, how you bring it into the mikveh, it's noigeya lemaise. So how do you know? You don't know. You have to rely on the machshir. There is no way. In other words, this is why this is not noigeya at all to you. You're going to come to a mikveh which is already made, right? So what you have to look for is that there should be a bore of kosher water, right? And when the real mikveh that you use was filled up, the bor of make shomim wasn't empty, unfortunately. And there have been mistakes of that sort. It shouldn't happen, but it happened, right? The goy has cleaned out is cleaning the bor, right? And he forgot to tell the man who fills up the water into the mikveh that you use, and there is nothing. There is no hashoke, there is nothing, right? So there is another mind of two boiros. By two boiros, this mistake can't happen, right? Especially if you have zrio. By zrio, for sure, you have to fill up first the mikveh. But in any case, those are the things that you have to keep in mind.
So the Rav HaMashir has to watch when the builders to make sure that the pipe was put in. He has to watch as they put in the pipe, make sure it wasn't a pipe before they put it in.
No, so it's more like it's not that he has to watch. It has to be a something that wasn't that was made, like a pipe that's made for binyonim. It doesn't have to be really that it has to be a real kavonim. It's begeder stam olishmo. If it's a pipe that is usually used for buildings, then it's assumed that it was made for buildings. And Reb Moshe says even more. Reb Moshe says that even if it's a pipe, that sometimes it's used for binyonim, sometimes not. So he says like this: if it's like by dinei derabonon, when it's begeder dinei derabonon, so we say yes breiro, you can rely on breiro that this is the one that was made for the building. Right, but usually, you know, if you the rov knows that it is, if it's bekavone to use for the building, then it's called kavua only when it's in the building.
Does that include the bend of a pipe then, which is actually intended to be used?
Sure, okay. if it's used for a building, this is how it was made, then it's okay.
But aren't all pipes installed in buildings made for plumbing?
Made for, I mean, love dafke. I mean, there are pipes betolush too. I mean, things that are on above ground. There is such a thing, above ground pipes. In Shulchan Aruch, again, in Reish Aleph, Sif Mem Dalet, I read to you Sif Mem Dalet, Ein Hamayim She'uvim. What I'm just trying to read to you is the source for this Amshoche business. Why there has to be Amshoche of Gimel Tfochim between the water and when it gets into the mikveh.
The city water.
The city water, right. Ein Hamayim She'uvim Poislim es a mikveh begimel lugin. There is a halacha that gimel lugin, maim shuvin, poislim es a mikveh. Gimel lugin, maim shuvin, poislim es a mikveh. But this is only when there is no arboin so. Once you have arboin so kosher, kol amaimoy sheboilom. All the waters in the world can't passel it anymore. Clear, right? Once you have a kosher mikveh of arboin so, you can't passel it anymore, because whatever you're going to add is going to become part of that mikveh. But if it's less than arboin so, so gimel lugin passel the mikveh, and then whatever you add is no good anymore because it's already mayim psulim. So it says like this: Eina mayim shuvim poislem esak mikveh begimel lugin ad sheyiplu letoicha mikveh meakli. This is only when it comes directly from the shiuv, from the container into the kli. Avol im nigroru hamayim asheuvim chutz lemikveh. If you have a way of pouring the water chutz lemikveh, and then veyordu lemikveh, and then afterwards they come down to the mikveh, it's going to say gimel tfochim. If the waters go through gimel tfochim on the ground, then it doesn't passel. But ad sheiyu machzo al machzo, avol im oyu roiv meaksheirim harei amikvo kosher, which means like this: even if you have 21 saw of mayim ksherim, and the rest is mayim nimshochim, do you hear clearly? If you have kosher water, make shomim, of course. If you have mayim she'uvim, if you have only 21 saw, and the rest is mayim she'uvim, it's a posel mikveh because you have more than 3 lugim. But if you have 21 make shomim and 19 mayim nim shochim, In other words, water that after it became shiuvim, it went through the hemshech on the ground before it fell into the mikveh is still kosher. Keitzad, mikvo sheyesh bochov so mashehu, a mikveh the 20 so point something, maim ksherim, veho yom emale veshoev, chutz le mikvo v'amayim nimshochim v'yordim, so the Mechaber paskens whether it's on the ground or even if it's a pipe which is not a kli, then the water does not pass through the mikveh kosher. Ve'afilu ishlimu le'elef soin, it's still kosher, it's okay, says the Ramo. Avol the Ramo אבל אם הימשים תחילו מים פסולים, but if first he makes the hamshoche, right? If he first makes the hamshoche, this is another example. When he makes the hamshoche first, and he fills up the water in the mikveh first with the hamshoche, and then he adds mime of the gshomim, then it's no good. You hear? It's only once you have 21 kosher mikshomim. Okay, then shiur hamshocho eino poches megidul tfochim. So I told you it's gimel tfochim. It has to be the minimum. And the next aloche, the last one of hamshocho is membo. Ein hamshocho moyeles elo al gabe karka oy al tzinor shehoy sheloy hoy olov shem kli betolush. Says the Ramo, v'yesho imrim dein hamshocho moyeles elo davke al gabe karka. I'm sorry. Karka haroyu livloya mamish karka. In other words, sand or earth. But if you are going to build some kind of like cement or something hard that doesn't absorb, that's no good because the heter of hamshoche is only al gabe karka. Avolimim shichal ritzpas avonim she'ein royu livloya. It's not good. V'toyv lehachmir lechatchile. Now. So what are we doing? It's, of course, we are talking about a chumrah. We don't really need to do it, but it's a chumrah. What are we doing, right? By being mamshich, the water of the faucet of the city water, before it comes into the mikveh, we are adding an extra plus, an extra madrege. That it's not really maim shiuvim that you are adding to the mikveh, because once it has amshoche, it's not even really maim shiuvim. Okay? Now.
But where's your rov ksherim?
Mm-hmm. You have. Wait. You already have rov. Don't forget. When do we do it?
You have a shofar. You already have kul ksherim. You have our one stone.
Exactly. So exactly. But the point that you are adding is that you are not really putting in real maim shiuvim. It's half shiuvim, whatever you want to call it.
So
you understand? What? That's right. Most of them, but it's not necessary at all.
That's
if you want to be machmir. Now, if you are going to hold that the water of the make shomim is a kli, then you didn't help by hamshoche. Why? Because it started off with psuli, you understand? You didn't help anything, you understand? Hamshoche only helps you once you have 21 roi of my mekshomim. So the chumre is a chumre beloy tam, you understand? It's a chumre that you're not being machmir. You're not doing anything, because if you assume that if the pipe is a keli, then don't use the mikveh, you understand? So that's why it's not really necessary, but it's a hidur. I mean, anything is a hidur. You are still, because some people say that the psul is only medrabonon. In other words, that midin toire maim hanim shochin is on its kosher even kulonimsha. You hear? Some people hold that even theoretically, you know how you can build a mikveh theoretically, midin toire, take water from the faucet, let it run on something which is not a keli, put it in your bathtub, and you have a kosher, well, not really a bath, but put it in the usable mikveh, and you have kosher mikveh. You don't need make shomim, you don't need ice, you don't need, right? No. It's only But the Rabbonon, that they said that it looks like Shi'uvim, so they were machmir to have roiv of Mekshomim Mamish. So you have a Hidur, even if you assume that the pipe is a Kli, like you say, that they are Mamshich in some places, right? Even the word of the Mekshomim, just in case, the pipe of the Mekshomim is also a Kli, just in case. So b'di'eved, the words are in Shochim and they're going to the Mikveh. And b'di'eved, midoraisa, you have a kosher Mikveh, even though midorabon or not. So midoraisa, the Hidur is a Hidur. We're talking only Hidurim, Shebi Hidurim, of course. Now. Oh, so this is what, again, it's only a Hidur.
Just that word.
Oh, you mean for what? For by the way, for Tvilas Ezra, is brought down the Aloha. Yes, you can. Right? For instance, for Tvilas Nido, Tvilas Zibo, Tvilas Deraisa, you can. Amy, what can I tell you? Shasat Chagom or it's well, and I never saw such a hater. I never saw such a hater, even though, well, listen, there is a point where you choose the least bad alternative. So of course it's better that than not to be toivel at all, because there are shitas that told me the Raisa, you were your tzvila, right? So of course it's better than nothing. According to many shitas, midoraisa is a kosher mikveh. Now it's a hole in the ground, right, that you fill up with water from the faucet that you let run for 3 tochim, midoraisa, according to many shitas, you have a kosher mikveh. Yeah. Now, so this is the therefore the point is like this. Do you hear clearly this idea, so we can go one step further? Now Reb Moshe even brings down in one of the tshuvas, he brings down a svore. Now just to recall the Raibat Shite, you remember the Raibat's Chumre. The Raibat's Chumre is that since there is an Isur the Rabbonon of putting a saw and taking out a saw, right? You have a kosher mikveh, let's say, and you keep taking out and putting in, taking out and putting in, and you still have a kosher mikveh. Theoretically, medin Torah, you have no problem at all, because every water that you put in, as long as you put in first, let's say you have 40 saw, and you put in a saw, and then you take out a saw. Put in a saw, you take out a saw. You can go do it a million times. It's still good midoraisa, because every saw that you add, it's okay. Okay? Except that there is an Isur. Why? Because it looks like Shi'uvim. It's like a Begeder Maresayim. The Chachomim assert it as Maresayim. Okay? It looks like Shi'uvim. The Raibat is Machmir by Zerio, that's the way it looks. Why? Because what happens when you are Zoreya? When you are Zoreya, you keep adding water. Yes? Let's go back to now we have the diagram, so we can clarify it 100%. You see, let's take a look at the mikveh number 3 here, right? What happens with the water that comes from Gimel into Bet? It's putting in a saw. What happens the moment you put in a saw? Another saw goes out through Ches. You follow me? So you are really puzzling. Bet, you are puzzling the Mekshomim through that. You hear the Chumrat Araiva. In other words, if you go on enough, because of course even the Raiva talks about, if you go on more than 20 saw, right, because if you only did it 19 times, it's okay, because even B'di'evet, you only have 19 shuvim. But if you go on 21 times, according to the Raiva, you have a posel and mikveh mederabonon. So what ends up? That if you have Zeriyeh, what do you have in bed? Apostle and mikveh midrabonon. Are you following me? According to the Raibat, you have midrabonon, apostle and mikveh. So once you have apostle and mikveh, then that's it. You have the whole thing. The whole thing is gone. Brings down Reb Moshe Asvore that now that we are being mamshich, the water from Gimel, you hear, in the tzio number 3. So comes out that maybe even the Raibat will be moide, that since the water that you are adding is only nimshach water, so the chumra of the raivad won't apply. The chumrah of the rival is only when you take maim shiuvim mamish and you put in and you take out. But this is maim nimshochim, right? So it's maybe even the rival will be moide. Okay? Now, somebody wrote it to Reb Moshe, and Reb Moshe says, probably you're wrong, because that won't help you, because Nimshochin only works up to 19 so, you understand? Since you keep adding more water, you keep cleaning the mikveh, adding more water, so that won't help you according to the Raibad, okay? But that is another svara, meaning there is a hidur, that there is a possibility, even according to the Raibad, that since you are adding the water through Hamshoche, then you are not even over on putting a so and taking out a so. Is this clear? Now, there is even another Chumre that Reb Moshe brings it down. It's mentioned in Chassam Sofer, I saw in the Chumras HaRashbam. What is the Chumras HaRashbam? The Rashbam, I thought that it's in Bobe Rashbam in Bobe Basre. Anyway, in Reb Moshe, it's in Simen Kufyud Beit, in the Tshuve, he brings down that there is that this Chumras HaRashbam. Chumras HaRashbam is that which we say, that once you have a kosher mikveh, no matter how much you add, it's kosher. Says the Rashbam, this is only up to the amount of the existing mikveh. Meaning, if you have a mikveh of 100 so, you can add up to 100 so of maim she'uvi. This is the Chumras HaRashbam. That this statement, that kol maim she'bo'ilom won't passel an existing mikveh, this is a theoretical. Meaning, if you have a mikveh of 1,000,000 so, so even a million so, up to 1,000,000 so won't pass, but over 1,000,000 so will pass it. Now, lemaise, the amount of water that you add through zrio to the mikveh is much more than the amount of the mikveh. Do you understand? Meaning, the amount of city water that is going to be added to mikveh, not bet, is much more than what bet already has. So according to the Rashbam, you are not, it's a problem. So this is a hidur now that you are being mamshichet. Right? So it's even better according to the Rashbam. Okay? In other words, I'm just showing you the different hidurim that you are adding by being mamshich the water on the cement. Okay? And
why does it take off the Chumras HaRashbam?
Because maybe the Chumras HaRashbam is only on real shuvim, but not real shuvim. Right? So it's a hidur even in the Rashbam. So again, if you don't have it, is it still a kosher mikveh? Of course it's a kosher mikveh. But there is an inyan of a hidur. It's an inyan of a hidur.
The first mikveh, yeah. You said that you're allowed to clean the base, the original?
Yes.
So with the rivet, you lose the rivet.
What do you mean? The rivet, you lost anyway to a shoki.
You need a shoki for the rivet because you want to have
all the rivet. Oh, that's what you mean. So that's what you mean. Yeah, the point is like this. Yeah.
You have to close it. You have to close it when you add the new water, you have to close the hole. And then you open it only to make a shoki. Maybe while Anashim is getting to the mikveh also. But you have to leave the original water all the time.
Well, according to the rivet, what do you mean? In the original mikveh? The point is like this. No. I mean, according to Rabbi, if you're assuming, you mean, that according to the Rabbi, once Hashoket is no problem with not also, once you have Hashoket for a second, what do you mean again?
It's not a problem. Why it's Hashoket, you're allowed to be in the second mikveh, but you have to have the original 40 so.
What for? Why do you need the original 40 so? And once you have a shoki, you are matil the second mikveh.
So what's the problem about Sriya? While getting water, new water,
what do you mean?
Still have the 40 seah. You have 41 seah.
According to the Raibad, the problem of Sriya is the boar with make shomim, not the second boar. Of course, once they make shomim, it's possible, so then the second boar is possible. According to the Raibad, the problem is the first boar, the make shomim boar. They keep adding water and taking out water, so the make shomim boar is possible. If you assume, again, I know it's getting a little complicated. If you assume that Hashoket takes care of the rival's problem, we spoke about it last time. According to the Chazon Ish, even Hashoke won't take care of the Raivatz probably. Remember we spoke about it? Why? Because the Hashoke, the whole of Hashoke, also makes the water go back and forth. Right? So like the Chazon Ish says, maybe a few times you can be toivu without the bigger problem.
Close it. This is what they said.
Okay, so if you close it.
You close it, they open once and then they close it again.
Okay, I mean if you're going to close it right away, inochinami, so you're taking care of the Chazon Ish's chumre, I mean of, according to the Raiva. Okay, could be, but again, once you clean it, so again you're gonna be
meshach. No, the original 47.
Right, but then you fill up the mikveh that you are going to use.
Right.
Then again you have to be mashik.
No, just open and close it.
Right, but eventually, right? Eventually the water is gonna go back and forth enough times to create a problem of lokaso, noisenso of lokaso. Eventually we have problems. Chazon Ish says it will only help you a few times. That was according to Hashok, it will only help you a few times. So, all right.
The last one says that you can only add enough water into the measurement of the original mayim gishamik.
Right.
Not to combine.
No, then you can combine up to the amount of the original makeshomim. But if you have more than the original makeshomim, on that the Chachomim didn't say kol mayim sheboilo. That's a chumre, it's a shita, it's a, according to Reb Moshe, that's the only shita. That's the only the Rashbam says it. So even though we are not cautious for the Rashbam, but why not? Be mehader through Am Shochet. So this is the reason why in the mikvoes you are usually machmir, and you do have hamshoche. Like you said, there are some mikvahs that have even hamshoche on the make shomim one. They have a hamshoche of the make mikveh. Moshe even has a shaile that they made a hamshoche like this, that they have the pipe of make shomim coming outside of the binyan, and then it comes from the outside into the mikveh in order to make the hamshoche. So somebody asked them, why aren't we choshet that somebody will just pour regular water through that hole? So he says, right, I'm just telling you the possibilities, what you have to be, you know, you're machmir in this, you're coming out tachshash in something else. So, okay, basically this is the halakha of Amshoche. So I want to read to you a few of the tshuvas of Reb Moshe on this subject. Once we have the ideas, it should become interesting. Now, I found one tshuva of Reb Moshe is very interesting. Somebody asked him a shal about mikveh, and he says like this, I won't answer you. All I'm going to do is tell you how to build, what a mikveh should be like. Once this is fulfilled, all these conditions are fulfilled, the mikveh is kosher. So I don't have to go into the details. It's an interesting and instructive tshuva. This is in a Simen Peites, in a Yoredei, where the Yoredei is, what do you call it, together with the other ones. So he says like this. Again? Yeah. That's no. I mean, we can't be machmir according to the Rambam. It's very, very difficult. So we're not machmir according to the Rambam. I mean, it's a hidur anyway. You understand? So we have to look on the mechaber. The Rambam presents as a yesh shomri that it has to be mamish absorbing ground that can absorb. You're right. I mean, we're not. I haven't seen the chumrah of the Ramo. It's very difficult to be mekayim. So therefore he says, I'm not going to answer you the maise. Avol mikol mokoy mechtov iker hadin lelamed bedim mikveh bichlal veloy lehoyred bemikveh zu. I don't want to tell you about your mikveh. You have a rabbi that take care of it. I'm just going to tell you how to build a mikveh. So in the beginning it just says that how big it has to be. It has to be enough to go into it. Now then he goes on like this. Hamayim hakshayrim tzorich leasik alidei make shomim shiordu meagag yosho lehavoyo alidei tzinoir she'ein shom mokoim lekabel afilu kol sheumayim v'matzinoir hu shel matches tzorich shiye tzinoir hanase lehischaber. This I told you. It has to be a tzinoir that originally it's bought in a place where it's only made for binyonim. Right? If it's a tzino that you use betolush, then of course it is a shame kli betolush. ואם לא ידוע למה נעשה, צורך לעשות בייחוד לחבר לגג זה. And if you don't know, if it's a sofik, I told you, since here it's a tvila deraise, and mederaise ain't brero, so therefore you have to do it. Mam is something that was made for this purpose. Now, ואם מקרח, what about if you do it with קרח? צורך להסיט קרח טבעי. You have to find real from, you have to go to the lake when it's frozen, to the river, right? And why? Because his machmir, this also in the Shulchan Aruch, a machloikes, whether kerach has the din water. Some Rishonim learned that kerach is only muter keshenifsha, when it's already melted. Right? So therefore, as long as when it was melted, it was in the kosher boar, it's okay. But some people say that theoretically you can go into snow. And actually, you can go to the mikveh in snow gufe. Right? So therefore, this ice itself, except that the ice doesn't cover your body, but theoretically, it's still a material that's kosher in mikveh. Since it's a material kosher in mikveh, you can't pick it up with a kli. You can't pick it up with a kli because you puzzle it. It's shuvim. So therefore, he says, you can only pick it up behoilocho al imakarka or agabitavlo shegoro al gabikarka. And then in another place he says, or in certain kalim that have holes in the bottom, so it never was a real base kibul. Now there's a problem, how to bring the ice, he said. And since it's a problem, oh, here it is. ורק כשאפשר יש להתיר גם בכלים של נצורים נקובים, ולכן לא טוב להתחיל לעשות משלג ומקרח. Since it's a problem how to bring it in, better don't do it with ice and snow, even though it's made in many places like that. אלו אם make שומים.
Could you put it on a truck?
What?
Could you put it on a truck?
Yeah. You put it on a truck and you take it down with your hands. You have no shayla.
And a flat board.
Flat board, it says. A flat board. A flat board, it says.
What about there's no victory, you're out in the middle of wood somewhere.
Yeah.
Is there any people imagine just jumping into the snow?
Yeah, there is such an opinion. I told you it's a machloikis, whether it's shelig is only when it's melted or the shelig itself. Right?
Where are the people imagining?
Yes, of course. Majority of the Rishonim matir be shelig itself, even before the Hapshor.
Can we go back to the pipe on the roof? When it comes out of the board, there's a board made of shamim on the roof. And that pipe is probably going to have to extend. That pipe has to be built into the building itself, or can it be from the... It has to be like underneath the board, already into the walls of the building, so it can extend out from the board and then into the building. You understand what I'm saying? You have a board so sitting on top of
it. A board?
The water is collected on the roof. Now you have a pipe that comes out of that bore and leads down into the building. So there'll probably be a part of that pipe that is not in the building itself, but is on top of the building.
Okay.
So is that a problem?
It's not a problem. There is whatever is considered a chibur. You need a halochet de kechibur.
It's connected to a pipe that's in the building.
Right, that's
also
right. Good enough. Now, and then he brings down. Oh, and then it brings down. It's like a chazor of what we spoke about. Ve'achashiyu shomim somayim ksherim. Im ein magin le'anekev lo'hoylech mishom le'amikve she'toyv limshom. Yochol ipsoya hakran. You can open up the faucet of the meho ear. Ve'yukshir bizriyo. That's what he describes, the zriyo. And then he brings down the shnei drochim. Either through zriyo or through hamshocho. Even though at Pidikir Adin you can have either Zriyo or Hamshocho, but there are some of the have two boyrois. Rabbeinu Yeruchem. He says, you are gaining Rabbeinu Yeruchem. Rabbeinu Yeruchem, it says like this. The Shach brings him down. It's only in a case, what happens after the hashoke if you close it off? Or more, in some mikvosh you will see that the hole, kishpoiferes anoid, is very high. And the water doesn't actually reach the hole. You hear this? The water that you use doesn't actually reach the hole. So, if it was through zriye, you have no problem, because you don't need hashoke once you have zriye. But if you want hashoke mamesh, where is the hashoke? So it's very possible that the mikveh was too high and it made it very uncomfortable for certain women or men to go in there. So after it was, there was a hashoke, they took out some of the water. Okay? That is kosher. That's okay. And Rabbeinu Yeruchem says v'yesh oisrim. In other words, there is a yesh matim v'yesh oisrim. There are some who say it's no good. It's not hashoke. This will be constant. Okay? Now, therefore, so now, even though we don't paskin like this, chumra of Rabbeinu Yeruchem, even Rabbeinu Yeruchem himself doesn't say this, he brings it down, right? But if you have that, right, then you are relying on the Zriya according to Rabbeinu Yeruchem, you understand? In other words, since you don't have a real Hashoke, so you're relying on the Boyer of the Zriya. But theoretically, if you have a Boyer Hashoke, here, if you have a Boyer Hashoke, and so this is what he means. Lot says Shashitas Arayvan, Ukshashitas Rabbeinu Yeruchem, on the possibility that the water now won't reach the hole, so therefore you have Zriya according to Rabbeinu Yeruchem. Abolein Chiyuv Lasois Kein, Ki Bei Shito is both the Raivad, that's Machmir on Zriya, and Rabbeinu Yeruchem, that's Machmir on Ashoke, after it, if the hole is closed. In the small cities that they don't have enough money, for sure it's sufficient to have one or the other. Now, what he does add in the end is very important. Whenever you have a chance, check in both. That what? There shouldn't be any cracks. Open cracks that actually you can tell that water is going out is zoichlin. And we say that a mikveh of mekshomim is not metayer bezloichlin, only bashboren. So, and this is actually, if you can tell that it's water is going out, then you mamish have zoichlin, it's not kosher. And that happens, unfortunately, that you have cracks. You have cracks in the mekshomim, you have cracks in the mikveh that you use. You have to check, there shouldn't be any cracks. You're not talking about little cracks that you can't even tell. That's not called. Even if you see that the water actually is going out, in other words, you don't see it going out, but you see that the level is down, if it's not something obvious, if it's not royal near Elohim, you don't have to worry about it, but sometimes it's actually near Elohim, you see a big hole. That you have to be sure that if you're in a small town that there is no actual mashgiach on the mikveh all the time, so that you have to make sure yourself. That is a very, it's very common. Zoichlin is a very common problem by mikvois. And how can you tell for sure? So you can tell if in a very short period the water does come down in a very short, we're not talking about months. We're talking if you fill up the mikveh and a few hours later you see that the level is down, that's considered near Elohim. That's not called Eino near Elohim. And it's more important the mikveh that you are using than the real bor. Why? Because even if the real bor has a sedak, the chances are that this is became lately. And your mikveh is already there for a while, right? And once it's done with hashoke or zriya, your mikveh is already kosher. So that's right. What?
The bowl will be full.
No. If the crack developed after your mikveh is already full, right?
But it's 1 week. If the hashoke is open, it's 1 week. 1 week. Yeah. It's 1 week that they have zoichlin.
Oh, so that's the body. Zoichlin is not metami. In other words, it's mine. In other words. Zoichlin is not something that goes over, that the psul goes over.
Mikveh.
It's not mamish one mikveh. And I was in the one mikveh mamish is one thing. It's not called one mikveh. There is a, it's fortnight, it's two mikveh, it's not one mikveh. Any mechitze makes it two. You see in the Mishnah, you have three mikvois with a mechitze between
the Israeli in the Shulchan Aruch, this is one mikveh, that you can make a shock even the second mikveh is, the measures are smaller than the measure of the kosher. You can make me so.
What do you mean?
Because it's 1 mikveh.
Not because it's a 1 mikveh. Not because it's 1 mikveh. Because Hashok is a heter. Not because it's 1 mikveh.
No, but it's
1 mikveh. Because if they see me already, it says, some people learn because it's like keilu like it's miyache. But it's not because the mechitza does separate it. So it's brought down that zoichlin in one, let's say you have a few boyrois. Theoretically, one that's zoichel should puzzle everybody else, right? So we don't say, now, zoichlin is just a psul in itself. right? It doesn't pass on mikveh. There's a very interesting Shaila by Rav Moshe. I'll tell you over right away. A very interesting question. The Punkti, it's a letter written to my Rosh Yeshiva Levashom, Rav Ruderman. The question that Rav Ruderman asked him is like this. What would be, he says, many mikvois, there is like this, he says. What happens if you take a look? I mean, he ties like this. If you take a look in Tziur 3, for instance, right? It comes out that while you are filling up the mikveh bait, right away the water goes into through the whole fence. So comes out that when is mikveh vov being filled up? Through Zoichen. So that's what he brings down. Now he's a Rosh Yeshiva in Malei Adumim, the one who asked Rav Ruderman, and Rav Ruderman asked Rav Moshe. It says all in the... It's what's his name? Let me find it for you. It's interesting. He's Nochum Rabinowitz. Nochum Rabinowitz. So he asked the Kshayli to Rav Ruderman, and Rav Ruderman probably asked Rav Moshe. So he says, "Hine bedovo kashel talmidoi." Nochum Rabinowitz li lechoshas beoitzer echod litzriye. Shememenu yoitzim amayim yosho lebeisat vilo. Deloy mitarim in yoshom mishum daven zoichli. Right? In time he said, "Zoichli." The whole time it's zoichli. So, right, it's in a Kuf Yud Beit. So he says a beautiful svara, a real longish svara, says Rav Moshe. It says like this. Find like this. There are, you know, there is a halokhe, for instance. What about if you have a kosher mikveh and all of a sudden wine came into the mikveh? I think it's more in makis, right? Umareyim ke mareyayin poislin esa mikveh. So it says, so what do? You add. You keep adding Maim She'uvim here, clearly. You keep adding Maim She'uvim until the color of the wine dissipates. Right? So, it's very shver. I mean, if the mikveh was posel, you are saying that the wine made it posel, so how can you kasher it with Maim She'uvim? So the Moshe is like this. There are two dinim here. A real long dishevor. It says there are two dinim here. There is a din of mikveh k'sheiro. And there is a din of I need a kosher tvile. You hear the two dinim, right? Oh, there is a din in the chefs of the mikveh, right? And there is a din in my action of being toive. The psul of wine is not a chesorn in the mikveh. The mikveh is still a kosher mikveh, but I'm toive on something that doesn't look like a mikveh, so it's a chesorn in my tvile, not in the mikveh. So still the mikveh is kosher. So therefore, there is no chesorn if I keep adding water from she'uvim. And it's clear, it says you can add mine from she'uvim. So it's, what? What do you mean?
Why the wine being there?
So that's what you say. In other words, if you're going to clear, is wine a chesorn in the mikveh, or is a chesorn in the chefzor, or is a chesorn in the maise, in the gavro?
So
the raya is that you can add she'uvim. The raya is that you can add shuvim. I hear. But I say, the raya that you can add shuvim is that. So he says the same thing Zoichli says. Zoichli is not a chesorn in the mikveh. The mikveh is still kosher, he says. You hear? That's what he answers the question of Rabbi Rabinowitz. The mikveh of Zoichli is still kosher. Zoichli has a chesorn in the tvile. Right? I need to be zoichlin, so I am not beashboiret. Not that a mikveh needs to be beashboiret. The mikveh, the water is kosher. You know what the Moshe says? It's a real omniscient story. So he says, therefore, who cares if the water went into the mikveh, the second mikveh, right? In the diagram in the mikveh book. It went in through Zechilo. Zechilo is not a chesor in the mikveh. Of course, if somebody would be nitval at the time in the mikveh of Mekshomim, it would be possible tvile. You hear? But that's only because my tvile is possible, not because the mikveh is possible. No. But yeah, the point is, once the schile stops, it's beashboren. But the point is, the schile continues until it fills up. Right. You mean every hamshoche?
Yeah, every hamshoche is the schile.
Every hamshoche.
You make
mikveh
this way.
Good. So you say the hamshoche is not a mikveh. When the mikveh has a schile, I mean, the hamshoche is not a mikveh. That's how hamshoche goes through zechile. But when a mikveh has a zechile, we thought passes the mikveh. That's what the Rosh Hashanah is. So then we have a posel and mikveh. How can a posel and mikveh create a kosher mikveh? You understand? I mean, I hear what you are saying, that every Amshach is a Zechile, but it's a Zechile in water, not in a mikveh. But here you have a Zechile in the mikveh. You know, you know, when you make Zerio, here, every Zerio is a Zechile in the mikveh. So what Rabbi Nochum Rabinowitz wanted to do...
But mikveh best will be possible, because from mikveh best we have the Zechile.
Right.
Not mikveh, the new mikveh.
No, 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 the old mikveh is possible. So now he created the new mikveh through Apsu. That's what he started. Anyway, but you hear that it's a very important svore, the Rabbi Moshe svore, that there are certain psulim that are only the psulim, the maise, not in the chayfets of the mikveh itself. The mikveh is still a kosher mikveh. Zechile is not a chesor in the mikveh.
During the tzvile, if it will be zechile, like in the
shul. Okay, you're not going to be yoytze. But you are not going to be yoytze. None of the mikveh is possible. It's yours. You are not yoytze.
Okay, so when you have two mikvehs and you make a shokel, and we said that while you are in the mikveh, water goes from one mikveh to another mikveh. So you have.
Oh, so that's of course, that's already mentioned, you know, that's not called Zechile, because Zechile through your need to vile is not called Zechile. Let's forget that stickle guy. A Zechile caused by your movement, because you are going into the water and going out from the water, that's not called Zechile. This would be a Zechile without the person.
And no, but the Zechile happens because of the heat one water, and the.
But it's not because this is how Zechile are nearer the eye. You don't see the water changing from one to the other. Now, here's another interesting shaile, the shaile of the swimming pool. This is in Simen Kuf Yud. It says like this. I mean, you have a swimming pool. Lechore should be the easiest thing in the world, that a swimming pool should be kosher. Just make a little boy next to it. You make a shoke. And that's it. I mean, you have a kosher mikveh in the swimming pool itself. I mean, all you have to make sure that it doesn't have covers, kalim, you know, metals that are voile kabel tume or whatever it is. I mean, it's not, I mean, theoretically, it should be the easiest thing in the world to make a swimming pool kosher. So he said like this, but the problem is the filter. That's what he says. Avol yesh filter that through electricity, yotzi mamay me la filter, umisnakim shom mamay me alichluch, in a swimming pool. So there are a few problems with it. So the real problem is the filter, he says. So he says like this. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it works, the filter, he says. So I think that there is a problem of she'uvim, right? He named him who kli sheicholim l'shtamesh boy beloy chibur. How does a filter work? He says, I don't know. He says, if a filter works, that's it's built into the swimming pool, right? Then it's not even mekabel tume. It's a binyan. You hear? So even the filter won't answer. But if it's a filter that can be used independently of the swimming pool and you put it into the swimming pool. No.
Once he has a kosher mikveh,
he's worried about noises of a not also.
No, what's the difference between?
No, this is a real noises of a
not. We add water from the beres. What we do in the kosher mikveh.
I don't understand. This is mamish noises of a not also. This is mamish what it is. You're taking out, you're putting in. Taking out, you're putting in. This is mamish the gaiva.
What are we doing?
This is not. I mean, it's not a gaiva. This is lecholadei. No. This is a real holiday. By Zriya, we say it doesn't matter, because by Zriya, we say, now if it's not the Raiva, that once most of the mikveh is already, So we
say,
fine, so good, so, but we are machmir according to the Raiva.
So this is only for the Raiva.
Right, good, I mean, but we are machmir according to the Raiva, he said. So, Ulechein, he says, oh, so he says like this. Aval kol ponim, since now there is a shita. By the way, there is a shita, and I forgot to tell you this. There is a shita that holds that even if you have bekavone to put it in the binyan, right? As long as it is a shem keli, even your kavone won't help you. That's a pshat that they say in the Rambam. Here, once it is, even if it is a shem keli, and you don't have bekavone. I'm sorry, and you do have a kavone to put it in the binyan, a keli is a keli, she'uvim is she'uvim. So he says, according to this shite, right? So it won't help you even if it was made in order to put the filter into the swimming pool. And he says, Zechilo, that's not called Zechilo, because there's another problem. Zechilo, the filter works all the time, right? So that's already a Zechilo. The water goes into the filter and out of the filter. So he says, Yoiser noite, my svore, he says, Moshe Shein Kampsul. Why? Kimun the boim leha filter rechoizem lemekoimum, since it's the same water than Nichnas veYoitze. This is not considered, right? Kilise Bramo. So maybe this is a large amount. All right. So he says, so al pi iker hadin it would be okay, he says, except for the problem of the chumred of the Shita Sarag Rambam that says that legabe she'uvi mipitel shame of kli betolush, even if you had bekavone to be mechaberet, it's still no good. So anyway, he doesn't like the use of the swimming pool for the mikveh, but I mean it's a dover poshet that if you shut off filter, you mummy shut it off. I mean, according to Ramosha, there's no problem whatsoever with it. What? I mean, let's say the problem of zechilo, right?
No.
You don't have the problem of zechilo. But what about the shiva? If you take in a chinami, the problem of shiva you're going to have anyway, according to it. Also, there's a shita. There's a shita that he brings down the shita saramba, that even though the gabel kabbalah stumet, that's the fact. What you are saying that kabbalah stumet, it won't be mekabel. But shiuvim is more chomu than kabbalah stumet. There is such a shita.
He says
he brings down.
The metal covers, the exit of the water.
Right, if you have something that contains the thing. By the way, a very important heter from Moshe. You know, Moshe has a legabe ksomim also, a tremendous heter, that all synthetic materials aren't mekabel tumah. You know the heter of Ephraim, heter of Moshe. All synthetic materials are not mekabel tumah. And he brings it down legabe mikvois also. If you make anything, pipes, anything you want with synthetic materials, you have no problem whatsoever. The what comes out. Not everybody is masking, by the way. You know, you have the same heter by ksomim. You know that Ramoshe is matir ksomim if he's on nylon, for instance? So, according to Ramoshe, you can use any synthetic material and you have no problem with kabbalah stume. So you can have plastic covers, plastic this, plastic that. Plastic is no problem whatsoever. Tremendous heter that he brings down. In Kufyutes and in a few other places, it says, and he says even rubber. Oh, and that's another heter that he says that according to his opinion, rubber is also enomekabel tume. Rubber is namekabel tume also. You can even rubber pipes and rubber things in the thing.
What about the
So that's a problem. So he says, get rid of the metal and put. He says lechatchile get rid. No, it's somebody asked him. So he says, really, you don't have to. But why should you use metal when you can use a plain synthetic material and have no problem whatsoever? No, he says, lechatchile. No, he says, if it doesn't have a base kibbutz, if it's made for to be mechaber, you have nothing to worry about, right? But if why should you get into any sfeikas at all when you can make it with synthetic materials and synthetic materials aren't mechabel to me? Big heter of emotion. Okay, we'll stop here.